I believe it's 11 lines. It says, Baal Amar LeGerushin. A3. Baal Amar LeGerushin. The Baal says, I gave the get to the Shlish that he should give it to her to be divorced. Ushlish Amar LeGerushin. The Shlish says, I got it for divorce. V'yomeret, and the woman says, not only, the Shlish gave it to me, the Avad. Okay, again, I've mentioned this a number of times. When a woman has a get, we don't question anything. She has the get. We have a rule called Mesama Behechsher Nasu. Probably, it was done the right way. The fact that she ended up with the get, we're not assuming any shenanigans. She got it. She has it. It was probably done Behechsher.
In case no one's arguing with it.
Again, well, I'm just saying, if the woman would produce a get, the husband can't tina, I didn't divorce her. She has the get. It's possible that he didn't give it to her for divorce, that she found, there's all kinds of possibilities. We don't worry about that. If not, we'd make, it's impossible to exist. The woman can be divorced for 20 years, and then comes the husband and says, I never gave her a divorce. What's she supposed to do? Produce the Adam that saw the Masira? So we have a rule called Mestama Behechsher Nasa, that when a woman has a get, assume it was done the kosher way. This case here, the woman says, I lost my get. There is no get in the woman's rishus. She can't prove she's divorced. There are no Adam here that saw the transfer of the get. The husband says, I gave the get. The shlish says, I received the get and gave it to the woman. The woman says, I got the get and I lost it. Nobody's arguing. Everybody's on the same page, but no witnesses. No witnesses.
She's divorced. Who's contesting?
There is no kid. We want to know what we're asking a shaila from the rabbi.
She can get married.
So Dr. Harris is paskin one way, and the Gemara paskin the other way. Let's see. Dr. Gemara, again. Baal Amar LeGerushin. The husband says, I sent it to Gerushin. Dr. Rashi, Baal Amar LeGerushin, Nisativ L'Shlish L'Maisrala. I gave it to a shlish to give it to her. Meaning he made him a shlich L'Alacha. U'Shlish Amar LeGerushin. And the shlish says, yes, I got it. I gave it to her. V'yoy Maris, and she says, nothing leave her about. Nobody's arguing here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, have a davar shebe'er, v'vein davar shebe'er, v'pachas mishnayim. We have no witnesses. We have no witnesses, and we don't have Mesama Behechsher Nasa, because there's no get. We have no get. How do we know this ever happened? You're lying on the husband? Not a witness. Lying in the shlish, not a witness. You're lying in the woman, he's not a witness. And there's no two witnesses. When you have a get, when she has the get, automatically the assumption that getting are given correctly kicks in. When there's no get, you can't have that assumption.
But the Hechsher Nas is the same thing as Hamot Mechaber L'Raya, just that one.
No. Don't.
One is
Mammon. Please do me a favor, Rabbi Cohen. Do not make analogies here. One is mammon, one has nothing. This is a question of davar shebe'er.
No, I'm saying it's the same lashon as the most mechal l'raya, which is by mammon.
No.
Say it by get.
No. Nothing to do with ma'itzim mechaber. There's a new halacha that if a woman has a get, mistama behechsher nasa.
It's reversed.
Has nothing to do with one another. Yes.
You have it.
Again. It's nothing to do with it. It's the fact that a woman has a get. She probably ended up getting it the right way. It's not that anybody has to prove anything against her. Nobody's out to get her. It's that we can rely on the fact that getting are given correctly. That's all. End of story. Yes.
And in times of persecution, when the get is destroyed.
So they used to have to give a... This is the problem. So either somebody had to keep a record. But today, a woman doesn't get the get. She has a letter from Bezen saying that she's divorced.
At the time when you're in that situation, there is a fix for it.
There's got to be a fix for it. What it is, I don't know.
I agree, but...
I don't know what it is, but they must have had a fix.
Okay. There's also a concept of hodah. I mean, like...
Again, it's a davar shebe'er.
So when do we say hodah is called it? By money.
Money is easy. Get is a. It's not something you can decide.
That is a big problem. Just write another one.
Again.
Husband's dead.
Husband, well, then she's in Shiloh Hamon or Grusha. Let's say she had a relationship. Was she an Aishas Ish? Okay, something Gemara. Yes. Whoever is on telephone talking, if they can mute themselves. Thank you.
Is there such a thing as testimony that she has been behaving like a like the 3-year rule? That she has been behaving like...
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
That's why she wants it.
Not that I know. She has to hold on to this. There's no 3-year rule. Again, today we have a system. The rabbi keeps the get. There's a system in place to prevent problems. Listen, there's no 3-year rule by Ksuba. Ksuba is a financial document. Nothing to do with marriage. No Davar Shebe'erva. But a woman keeps her Ksuba, and we can't say if she loses it, there's a 3-year rule. She needs a Ksuba. Dr. Kamarvait. Am I? Lehem ne l'shlish. Don't we believe the shlish? Why in this case is the shlish not believed? Dr. Gemara Mikanov gets him to see under the lamne. A shlish is believed because he has it in his hand and he can do what he says he was asked to do. He doesn't have the get. He loses the power of the shlish.
It's the same argument when it was torn. Same answer when it was torn.
Frank the Gemara Vilhem the Labau. Why don't we trust the husband? The Amr of Chia Barav of an Amr of Ashi. A husband that says, I divorced my wife, we believe him, because he has the power to divorce his wife, therefore he's believed to say that he divorced her. Zuck the Gemara, me kamer gerashti? Did he say he divorced her? He said, I gave it to the shliach to give to her. I have no idea what happened after that. He's not claiming I know she got divorced. All he's saying is, I gave it to the shliach to give to her. Does he know what happened? No. If he would come in and say, I divorced my wife, so he's believed because it's biyadai. Since he has the power to write another get, so we trust him that she's divorced. To what degree is a sugya in kedushin? We're not getting involved in that now. But we trust. But that's because he could write divorce. Here, he's not saying I divorced her. He's not claiming he divorced her. He's claiming he gave it to the shliach.
As what?
As a shliach le'alocha.
Would be
again, he gave it to her as a shliach l'alach. Let's not. If it's a shliach l'kabbalah, he would have to bring in evidence that it's a shliach l'kabbalah. That's not the case. Let's not rewrite the case. Let me just finish. Frek the Gemara of the lame chazaka shliach is a shliach l'usay. Why don't we say we have an assumption that agents carry out that agency? So if he says I gave it to my agent, assume that he carried out the agency, and I'll prove it to you. Now, this is an extreme case, but it proves the point beyond. V'yamar Rabbi Yitzchak. Ha'aymer l'shluchai tzei v'kadesh li'ishastam. A guy says to a messenger, here is a ring. It doesn't have to be a ring. I picked the ring. Go find me a woman and do kedusha. The shliach is now empowered to go find any lady who's willing to marry this man and do kedusha. And then he'll come back and tell the man, listen, that's the lady that I got for you. He'll do it in front of Adam. Everything will be on the up and up. The shliach never got back. We have no idea. Did he do the kedushin? Did he not do the kedushin? We have no idea. There's no lady here that says, oh, he was mekadesh me. But we have no idea. There's a whole world of ladies out there. How do we know who he got? Did he get? Zogdalocha asir b'chad rashim shabaylam. The guy can't marry anybody. It might be the sister of the one that the shliach was mekadesh. It might be the daughter of the one the shliach was mekadesh. It might be the mother of the one the shliach was mekadesh. We have no idea. Any lady might be related to the one he was mekadesh. Unless you get every possible relative in the room and they say they didn't receive kedushin, then you can marry. But if not, there's no way he can marry any lady. He has no idea whether her... Now, we know she didn't get kedushin. She says, I never got kedushin. But we have no idea if her relative got kedushin. She has a lot of relatives. She has six sisters. 12 daughters. I'm sorry, somebody is talking. Please mute yourself.
How about Gioras? Can you marry Gioras?
You can marry a Gioras, correct.
you marry a girl from the family, one child, one daughter.
There's a mother, there's sisters.
The mother's married to someone in the meantime.
Again, if you get everybody, I just mentioned.
Is it literally?
I just said, 2 seconds, you weren't here, that of course if you get all the relatives and taken care of, he can marry somebody. I just said that.
Is there
just good enough to say that it wasn't me? Tyson brings down, why don't we ask every woman to get married? Maybe she's the one that got the Kedushin. The Tyson is because no woman accepts Kedushin if she's married already. It's a chazaka. Ain't nisha miskadeshes or chazeres miskadeshes. So now, when the woman says, I didn't get Kedushin, but she's not chazeres miskadeshes, that's what you're asking me. I don't know. It seems to me that that wouldn't be a problem, but I'm not sure why.
Did somebody say that's not a problem if they
said
they weren't the one?
What? Did somebody say that the first? I didn't see it
the
first. Rashi.
So, but we need someone else to be accomplishing the condition, right?
We don't know.
This is a two-sided. It's not. Osa Shlichuso usually can mean he can do whatever he can do, whatever. But here, we need someone else's haskama. He can't say he fulfilled his he fulfilled it. He was not up to him to fulfill it.
I didn't say it was up to him to fulfill it, but the bottom line is you assume that he found somebody to marry him.
But it's not up to him.
I didn't say it again. When I'm not saying any woman specifically is Mekadeshes. He can't marry anybody that might be a relative of the guy being Mekadeshes. What do you want to do? What would you want the solution to be?
No,
I'm asking you a question.
No,
you can ask me a question. You got to explain your question.
No. A regular case of Nasa Shluchuso is...
How do you know what a regular case is? Where did you ever have Chazankai Shluchuso before this?
Okay, because my wife told me there's a case.
Again, you're making up a case and asking a question from the case that doesn't exist.
You don't need someone.
Where do you have, again, I'll say it one more time. Who told you that that's the rule of Chazaka Shlichus Lechusa? See, your question would be a great question in a vacuum, but it's not a vacuum here. Because the guy is, we don't know whether he did a Shlichus or not, we have no idea. But we're saying, since people carry out their agency even when they need somebody else, that's what the Gemara is saying. So you're asking me it's not true, but the Gemara is saying it is true.
Oh, so you were saying that's what Rebbe meant by an extreme case?
Yes.
Oh, because I would have gotten to a regular case, not a...
We're trying to prove a point. Yes, doctor.
How is this different, other than possibly because it's an Arab, but how is this different for somebody who wants to eat a pigeon or a turtle dove? That it could be that that's the bird that was sent away from Beis HaMikdash. Granted, it's one small part of a vast population.
We don't answer it.
What?
Meaning, you're asking, that's a kasha that we're trying to ask in Kedushin. The Gemara says that it can't be answered by no, but the Torah wouldn't say Shalach L'Tarkala. The answer is, why didn't you go bus arrive? That's your question. That's a different question. Nothing to do with this Gemara. Nothing to do with Shliach Haishu Shlichusai.
Well, to extend to all women is, you know, whether or not you go by rove. I mean, most of the women are not related to all of the women within the boundary.
See, Tysus explains, I should be honest. Tysus explains, there's a rove. Titus asks Abraham's question that you need somebody else to agree.
Oh, he said that?
Yes. And he says, this is a knas chachamim. We punish him because he put himself in this position. He should never send a shliach to say, find me a wife. Therefore, it's a knas drabonim. But midoraisi would be saibach and raiv. And Titus also says, there's also that problem, who says the woman agreed? We don't know. But the rabbonim punished him. That means Rabbanan are willing to go with this assumption of Chazaka Shliach Aitzi Shlichusai. So the question here is, the husband says I gave it to the Shliach, and the Shliach said I did it, why don't we rely on Chazaka Shliach Aitzi Shlichusai? That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili L'Chumra. That's a Chumra. That's to be machmer. You put yourself in that position, we're going to ask you to marry every woman unless you can prove that a relative didn't become a kedushas. Here you want to be matur a woman based on that. We don't say chazak shlich ha'ishish lechusay to be matur a woman. Rashi. Look, Rashi. V'nei mechazak shlich, even the Baal Neman, the Masri Lahai, I'm an Asli Garsha, we trust the husband that he gave it to the shlich. Name it chazak shlich ha'ishish lechusay. She might be the Karev. Unless the Shliach came back and told him, it was this lady. He comes back and says, I didn't get it done. Okay. By the way, in Erevin, we had, you should have answered me. When I said, where did we ever have Shliach Leishish Lechusay? It's a whole sugi in Erevin, whether Shliach Leishish Lechusay or not. So we did have it. We did have the sugi of Shliach Leishish Lechusay. And so it's not like the first time we had it. When I said to you, where did you ever have it? Should have said, in Erevin we had it.
But by me saying that, Rebbe, that's embarrassing to everyone else.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm proud of you. There's a whole machloikis in Masechtas Erevin. To what degree we say Shliach Leishish Lechusay? Biblical things, rabbinic things, that's the Gemara's discussion there. You sent the Shliach to make an Erev, can you rely he did it, can you not rely he did it? That's rabbinic. How about biblical? That's the whole thing. Gemara brings a case that people put money in a pushka, a woman put money in a pushka to bring her birds. That night she can go home and eat kachim. Who says it was done? Shliach Leishish Lechusay. Kahalim different. That's the whole sugya of Masechtas Erevin. So there is a sugya about it, Masechtas Erevin. So really, it was unfair of me to ask you, did you ever have it before? You did have it before. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. Why don't we trust the woman? Rav Amnuna told us, I'm a Rav Amnuna. He's a Shamar Labayla Gereshtani Nemenes. There is a behavioral chazaka. Women don't have the audacity to look their husband in the face and say, you divorced me. And if they do that, it's a riot that it happened. Enough to prove that she got divorced. So why don't we rely on this? The woman is saying, I got to get. That behavioral chazaka is only true when she's not supported. Meaning, there's no husband or shliach who agrees with the woman. She's saying it on her own. You have the chutzpah to tell your husband he divorced you? Must be it's true. I believe the Messiah love, but when people are supporting her, so it's not audacious to agree to the husband. He said he sent the get. So she'll say, you divorced me. The chutzpah of saying to her husband, you divorced me, is when she says it on her own. When she's supported by a shliach and supported by the husband, it doesn't take chutzpah to say it, and therefore it's meaningless. Miza, miza. No rush. Again, here comes, this is not L now, it's an L. That's an L question, I'm glad.
No, she can't get married, she's not really divorced.
Well, you never know, this woman wants to claim she is divorced.
And then what's that going to mean, she's going to get married?
Uh-huh. Some women aren't so clean, aren't so pure. I said this is an L question. Why would anybody want to do an Aveira?
It's an Aveira.
Sure, it's an Aveira. Yeah, it's called Gila Arias.
Exactly.
Again, so you're asking me, a woman nobody would want to do an Aveira.
It's a question of
whether she wants to do the Aveira or not. If she's believed and gets away with it, nobody will know her kids are from Zera.
She has a document that says she's divorced.
She doesn't have a document.
But they'll allow her to get married, right?
They'll tell you about her to get married. She's always going to call the kids from Zera. Again, your question is a great question in hell. It's still 2 weeks after Yom Kippur, so 3 weeks, so maybe it's still a good question. What? That's not
Rebbe. That's a comedian over here. I'm serious. Let Rebbe and I just have a hell of a
We trust the lady because of all the terrible things that they have.
We do and we don't.
We have
a few. See, this lady feels very vindicated. My husband says he divorced me. My sister says he divorced me. It doesn't mean anything for her to say it. We can't rely on her. That's all we're saying. And that's saying she's not divorced. We don't know. Zuck to Mishnah. Things ease up now a little bit. Zuck to Mishnah a little bit. For a little while. For a few blocks. Zuck to Mishnah. Naira Hamurasa. Hiva Via Mekablan as Gita. Okay, so let me explain this to a little bit. The halacha is, a girl is a ktana till she turns 12. Now the truth is, that's not really accurate. It's really till she turns 12 and has two hairs grow after 12. The day she turned 12, hairs that grow beforehand are questionable. So we're not going to deal with that. So we assume, it's called Chazaka Derava, that every girl that turns 12 has Shtei Saras. But we're not going to get involved in that in this sugya. We're going to assume that a Nara is a 12-year-old girl with Shtei Saras. What?
More than 12.
I was very careful. A 12-year-old girl with Shtei Saras. She's a Nara for a half a year. For exactly 6 months. 6 months to the day after she became a Nara, she becomes a Begeris. There is no simonim necessary for Begeris. Begeris is an automatic 6 months after she becomes a Nara. Now, sometimes there are physical signs, and sometimes there are not, Gemara Nida, but that's not for us now. It doesn't make a difference. Halacha says, Ein beinaris lebegeres oshisha chadashim bovad. So if she develops Shtei Saras on her 12th birthday, and her 12th and a half, 6 months later, she becomes a begeres. Automatically. So she's not a Nara. She has to be a Nara and then turn into a begeres. From whenever she became a Nara, 6 months to the day later. Again, from whenever she became a Nara, 6 months later. We're assuming now, just to keep things simple, that she became a Nara like most girls do, the day she turned 12. Just like we assume that every boy that turns 13 became bar mitzvah. He doesn't become bar mitzvah at the age of 13. It's 13 and Shtei Saras. Gemara tells us in Ida, most boys will develop Shtei Saras the day they turn 13. Most girls will develop Shtei Saras the day they turn 12. So we're going to assume that. We're not going to get involved in technicalities. I just needed to be honest. I said that. Now, up to the point she's a Nara, she has no ability, biblically, to marry herself off. She has no ability. After she turns 12, she's a Gedolah. However, her father retained certain rights in her. We're going to be talking in this sugya, what are the father's rights vis-a-vis accepting the get?
Nara.
Ktana, Nara. At Begeres, the father is totally dismissed. The minute the girl turns 12 and a half, the father is a non-entity, except to write and give her a credit card. Besides that, he has no role to play. Nara is a gdaila. The word ktana and gdaila is a chi of a mitzvah in an ancient. Nara and begeres is in the parental, in the father's rights. Our Mishnah is going to be talking about a Nara, and the Rishayim talk about a ktana. But begeres is nothing to talk about. A begeres is an adult lady for all kinyanim, Gittin, Kedushin, Nadarim, all things. She is totally separated from her father's control.
Again,
Gedolah is at 12. She becomes Chayav the Mitzvahs at 12. Her Bas Mitzvah party is at 12, not at 12 and a half. The father retains financial rights and other rights till 12 and a half, even though she's a Gedolah. So Gedolah is any girl over 12. We're not interested in that. We're interested in father's rights. Father's rights are even in Gedolah for 6 months. That's why the term Gedolah is not to be used here. It's confusing. It's Nara and Begeres. Again, we haven't said a word yet. All I did was translate the word Naira and translate the word Begaris. I've not said anything else yet. There was no questions asked yet.
Okay, but if she got her Shtei Saras at 12 and 4 months, then really at 12 and a half, she's not Begaris.
She's not a Naira at 12 either. She's not a Gzaila. She's not Chayav the Mitzvah. She's a Ktana. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not age by itself. It's age and development of Shtei Saras, the way we paskin when she turns of age. But we rely, and we don't check boys and girls today if they have Shtei Saras. And yet we set the boy up to daven for the Amid, and he gets an Aliyah.
Why is that?
Because we rely on the Gemara and the Nida that tells us something called Chazaka the Rabba, that a majority of boys get Shtei Saras on the day of their 13th birthday, and the majority of girls get it on the day of their 12th birthday. So therefore, for everything drabbanon, we don't do a bedika. However, if it would be a biblical question, we don't rely on that. That's why we will not allow certain shuls for a boy 13 to lay Parsha Zachar. Because Parsha Zachar is biblical, and we don't know if he's a gadol or not.
We wait till when?
Till he develops fuzz on his beard. Or till Adam come in and say they went to the mikvah and they saw that he had Shtei Saras. What? I don't know what he means by credit card, but I don't even understand the joke.
That is
if you have to explain the joke, it's not a good joke.
That is by, so when he has a beard, that's by that he's sure did not open.
Correct. Right. That means every 13-year-old, you really can't let him lay Parsha Zachar. I was trying to avoid. You daven in a shul that doesn't allow it. The rest I don't can't tell you. It's not a gaya. Yes, doctor.
At the risk of being picky, there are other secondary sexual characteristics, although the halacha mentions Shtei Saras.
Only Shtei Saras. That's the biblical raya.
So in terms of someone with alopecia,
it's a big problem.
There's an easy way of telling the difference.
Yeah, I don't know how halacha lemaisa. I'm not going to say it. I don't know.
Eyebrows.
I don't know. I can't answer the question because I don't know.
So when they laid for us on that Zohar, it's only drabbanon.
Well, Krisa Taira is a drabbanon.
Okay, so there's no mitzvah for us to get from a gadol, correct?
He is a gadol. Reiv tells us he's a gadol, but we don't like to rely on Reiv when we can check it. So by rabbinic things we do, and by biblical things we don't. If a girl were to get married the day she turned 12, we would want to check to see if she has Shtei Saras. Because it's biblical.
How do we know that when she turned 12, or we have before she turned 12?
So that's a big problem. I'm not going to get involved. You know, this is a sugya nida. Merit Hashem, one day we'll get there. It's a whole sugya. You're right. It's a big problem. Who says she has it? Maybe it fell out. There's all kinds of possibilities. But I only did this to be intellectually honest. There's nothing to do with our sugya. All we have to know in our sugya is this girl called a Nara and a girl called a Begaris and a girl called a Tana. The details are not necessary. I just wanted to be honest, so I explained it.
Morchen HaKodesh is Rabbanon.
What?
Morchen HaKodesh is Rabbanon.
It's not even a Rabbanon. It's a minig. It doesn't even classify as a Rabbanon. It's not a Chiyuv. It's a minig. To bench for Shkaitish. Shkaitish bench. Yes?
At the risk of going further off the subject. What about getting married is
D'oraisa? Katan can't get married. Katana can only get married rabbinically. They're not old enough to get married. Marriage needs bardas. So marriage is a deraisa. Yes, she would be married drabbanon, but there's big differences between drabbanon and deraisa. So,
I mean, what's
nafkamina? Nafkamina is because she do mia. There's a lot of nafkaminas, but it's not the gay. It's really off the subject.
It is off the subject, yeah.
By the way, there are very few deraisas. Davening for Daven is a drabbanon. Laning is a drabbanon. Avtair is a drabbanon. Benching Mazuman is a drabbanon. What else does a bar mitzvah boy do? Wear a Borsellino hat is not even a drabbanon. What else is there to do when you become bar mitzvah?
Haftorah, they let lessen a bar mitzvah boy do it.
What?
For Haftorah, they let
That's right, because a cotton can have Avtair.
Kiddush Friday night.
Kiddush Friday night is a problem. It's a major problem. Yes, that is a deraisa. Unless you davened. So then according to some shittas, you are yaitzed deraisa Kiddush 100%. I mean, it happens. Women have to know that Rachmana Litzlan, if a woman is a widow and she has a 13-year-old boy, he should not be making Kiddush at home. She should be making Kiddush. Duchening is a deraisa, but we even let Ketanim duchen.
I'm against that. Oh, really,
I think you should write Hagor on the Shulchan Aruch. What am I supposed to tell you? Hagor is from Avraham Cohen. Ani Sefer Shekatan Lo Yisakabov. Again, you can write that in. I think it depends if he knows how to sing. Yeah, it's going to be a question. The whole halakha, see, he's dabkin all the time, only sometimes. Once the kid's 13, we let him do it. Under 13, we let him do it once in a while.
We let him do it even if he's the only kayin?
Why not?
You said deraisa.
His kabayim is a deraisa. If he were the only kayin and he's 13, would we let him do it? That's a good question. I don't know that halakha. I don't know. If his kabayim is a deraisa, that is true. It's a mitzvah deraisa that we lose out on. Go up to Green Road, you can get it every day. The Sephardi minyan, they duchen every day. They're doing a Sefer Kabbalah every single day. Mitzvah deraisa. That's his role. Because the minyan basically says it's suck. The Grah, the Baal Shem, they all dead. But in America, we don't do it. We better not touch it because it's very dangerous to play with it. But really, we lose a mitzvah deraisa every day. Hermann Leib Steinman was in America. After he davened, he went to a Sephardi minyan so he can get Birchus Kanim. In New York. He went to a Sephardi minyan. They do Birchus Kanim every single day. Lakewood. When I go to Lakewood, I try to daven in a Sephardi minyan. Truth is, I could daven in a Sephardi minyan in Cleveland, except I work for a living. Yes?
Well, to go off into outer space, I've never understood why we're mocked that someone that a kohen gets has over his bar mitzvah on Shabbos afternoon. Why are we mocked on that?
No, what?
A kohen, as far as Aliyah's.
Because we always give a kohen first.
No. Why don't we give a kohen katan if there's no kohen gadol?
Oh, because it's a machlokes whether you can give a kohen katan aliyah. We paskin that's a kavrat zibur not to do it.
What?
We paskin that's kavrat zibur not to give kohanim any katanim aliyah. Okay. Dr. Mishnah. Nara Marasa, Hiva via Makabla Nezgita. Either her or her father can be Makabla or get. This is talking about a girl that has a father. And when she's a ketana, Rashi's opinion is she has no right to accept her get. But when she's a nara, she has her own hand. She is a gdaila. She is capable of divorce. And therefore, both people can accept her divorce, meaning the husband can give it to the father whether the woman wants it or not. A woman has no say in the matter whether she gets divorced or not. So therefore, either does the father. Either does anybody, except the husband. The husband can walk over to dad and say, here's your daughter divorced. To Adam, she's divorced. Or he can walk over to her, say, here's your divorce. To Adam, you're divorced. Now, please let me explain this. Now, this is very important to lay this as a basis. A ketana who is a yesoima can accept her own get. One does not need the ability of kinyan to get divorced. We will see if there are restrictions in the Gemara. But a ketana who has no father can get divorced by herself, meaning her father married her off. That's a biblical marriage. He died, and the husband wants to divorce her. He does not have to wait till she turns 12. He can divorce her at 10. He can go over there and say, listen, dear honey, I'm divorcing you. Here's your get. Goodbye. To wait and watch it, she's divorced. But when her father is alive, Rashi Shita is, that then both Tanoim and this Mishnah holds, she has no right to accept again. The father is totally in control of Gerishin when she's a Ketana. When she turns a Nara, the Tanakhama says, then she gets the extra that she can get her own get. When she has a father. If there's no father, she can even accept the get as a Ketana. When she has a father, Rashi's opinion, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi's opinion is that a Ketana does not have a yad to accept the get. Only a Nara receives the right that now she can accept her own get. A Yesaima has a right to accept the get. You don't need das. But the Torah gave a Ketana over to the father. Therefore, it's his decision to accept the get or not. From Arison. This is only from Arison. The minute she becomes a Nesua, the father loses all rights. So let me review this because it's complicated. A girl that's a Ketana that has no father, is married biblically, can accept her own get. A girl who is a Ketana and has a father, but she already is a Nesua, her father has no rights in her. The fact that she's 10 doesn't make a difference. She's married to a husband. She had an Nesuin. Her father is out of the picture. A girl who is a Ketana has a father and is only an Arusa, never consummated the marriage. That girl, according to Rashi, only her father can accept her get. A girl who is an Arusa, who's 12 and has a father, the machloik is Tanoim in our Mishnah. Tanakama says, either her or her father. And Rabbi Yehuda says, when the father is involved, she has no rights. Even a Nara. So there's many cases here. Again, in the Sua, the father is out of the picture.
For the next marriage?
He's out. Finished. Once she's, not biblically, a Tana can't marry herself off biblically. Her father can accept her kedushin.
Second marriage?
No, nobody can. Biblically, she can't get married. So again, a nesua, the minute she has nesuin, her father is goodbye. He's out. And arusa, the father is still involved. Now, if she's a yesaima, there is no father. If she's not a yesaima, she's an arusa. When she's a ketana, as she learns, everybody agrees that she can't accept her get. Her father has all the rights. When she turns a Nara, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. An Arusa Nara, Nara Hamurasa, Hiva Via Mekablin Ezgita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shtei Yedayim Zayches Ka'achas. No, you can't have two people at the same time have the ability to accept her get. Elo Via Mekablin Ezgita Buvad. That's the Machlokes. And our Mishnah, I want to learn the Rashi. Look, Rashi, Hivavia, Ayi Ayavia, Yeshloyad. Now here, notice Rashi, Dogdailahi. This is where Rashi seems to indicate, had she been a Ketana, she would not be able to accept a get. Ayi Yisayma can accept a get, because Yisayma has no father. Vihivavia Nami Zakoy Lekavoy, Mikomokim, Yad Didar, Kedekaima Kaima. We don't take away her own right, Dogdailahi. The mighty Yisayma, a Yisayma, he mahaves atzma, she can marry herself off when she's a Nara, she's a Gedayla, mikabela tezgita, mahashtina milishna. So basically Rashi is explaining this. A Yisayma has all the rights. As a Ketana is a Nara. As a Nara, she can even marry herself off. And the Sua is like a Yisayma, for all practical purposes. And Arusa, the father, has rights. Now when she's a Ketana, he has all the rights, according to Rashi. And when she's a Nara, there's a Machlokes. Tanakhama says, both have rights. And Rabbi Yehuda says, only the father has rights. Yes, doctor.
I had always thought that the reason why a Nara can't divorce is that she doesn't have the das in order to...
A Nara is a total adult for every das.
I'm sorry, Ketana.
Divorce doesn't need das. This is going to be in the Gemara.
Okay. Okay, so this restriction is the Rabbanan.
There's no restriction yet. We have no restrictions yet. She has no yad because her father has it. If you reassign, it's hers. It's not because
it's
she's...
It's not a matter of dust.
Nothing a matter of dust.
Okay, that explains.
Fine. Hope I explained myself clearly. What? Right, okay. Right. You're dragging in of shot. That's what it means. Again, I'm explaining Rashi the way Rashi says it. I'm not getting involved in my questions. Okay. Zug the Mishnah Viter. The Chol She'eini Yechayla Lishmer is Kita. Eini Yechayla Lishgarish. A girl who is too young, she's a Yisayma, but she's five, and she's not capable of watching her get, which the Gemara will explain what that means. You can't divorce her. Even though she doesn't need Das to be kind of anything, but she has to know that she's divorced. She's got to get it. If she thinks it's a piece of paper for her dow, it's not going to work.
You got to get it. That's good for me.
I didn't mean it, but it's good. That's the halacha. Now, that's the machloikas rishonim. How about if the father's around? The father can watch the get. Is this only because there's no father? Or this is an age that till then, when a woman is capable of watching herself, she's not eligible for divorce, period. Rashi Shita is that any girl not eligible to watch her get, whatever that means, is incapable of divorce regardless of who gets it. And Tysus says no. That means she can't get it, but her father can still accept her get. So let's say the father married off his 3-year-old and the husband decided to divorce her when she's 4. And a 4-year-old, she's not Nesua, she's an Arusa. Because once she's in Nesua, the father's out of the picture. She's an Arusa. At 4, the husband decides to get rid of her. According to Rashi, he can't do anything. He has to wait till she turns 6, or whatever the age is, that she gets it, that she's divorced. And according to Tysus, you can give the get to the father. But a Yisayma, who has no father, has to be of age to accept her divorce.
Is it controlled by the father the same way as with a woman getting divorced? In other words, he has to...
Same way! They're all chumras. These are all chumras. Not in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all chumras.
Okay, so...
They're all chumras because we're afraid. We are so careful because we want to make sure that there's no...
So would we do that with the father also?
Same chumras. Obviously, honestly, I have never seen a father accept a get because I've never seen a ketana married. Or an ara married.
Is it more of an addresser or we just... But it's assuming that
100%, the same halachas. Again, these are all chumras that we put into place. The reason we need the guy to catch it, the woman to catch it, is because we don't want her to take the get. We need her to receive the get. Same thing. And again, in those days, a woman didn't have to agree. You could just dump it into her backyard.
Husband can do it
about Balkorp with
the father also, right?
Same thing!
In her backyard, how does she have the yard?
Oh, Gemara, good Kasha, and Hazaira, because the eighth buried, the Gemara deals with that. Gemara's Kasha. Very good, Mechavta Gemara.
Is that better than Mechavin to, let's say, the Acheron?
Let me ask you, who's bigger, the Gemara or the Acheron?
Well, it depends who the Acheron is.
No, it doesn't depend.
What's he's a bald guy,
then he's not an Acheron. Right. Frank the Gemara b'may kamiflegi. What is the argument? So the Gemara Rabbanan Sadri Yadi Yaseris the Zakal Rachmana. When she turned 12, the Torah gave her an extra hand. Besides her father's hand, she now has her hand. As long as the father has a right, she has no rights. Rashi Yadi Do Lav Klumu. The Legamri Ukma Rachmana B'Shusei Kol Yemei Naras Elam Kenisus. It's totally in her father's rishus unless she had nesuin. The minute she had nesuin, for practical purposes, she's like Yisayma. Right. B'chol she'ein yechayla lishma is gita. A woman not capable of watching her get cannot be divorced. Tana Rabbanan. Ketana yedas lishma is gita. A ketana who knows how to watch her get. Mizgarashis can get divorced. Usha'ini yadas l'shmer zgita, ain't his mizgarashis. Ve'ezik tana yadas l'shmer zgita. So the Braisa says, what are we looking for? Kol shem shamer zgita v'davar achar. Anything that, any woman that watches her get and something else. Frek the Gemara, Micah Amar. What do those words mean? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, and it's not going to make any sense. Hachik Amar. If she loses her get, she'll pick up another piece of paper and say, oh, this is my divorce. That's old enough to understand divorce. Frek the Gemara, Maskev, or Rabuna, Bamanoyach, Hashashayt Balmi. She's a shaita. What do you mean? If she thinks a piece of paper is a divorce, then she doesn't understand divorce. Alam Ravuna, Bamanoyach, Mishmeid Rav Acha, Mishmeid Rav Ika, when she knows the difference between a get and another piece of paper, she gets it. This is a divorce. Then she's old enough to get divorced. As long as she views a divorce as a regular piece of paper, she can't be divorced. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Einam is Gareshas. Nuxim v'shulcha mi-beisa. Rashi says, it says, you send her out of your house. Mishim shalcha v'enach azeres. It has to be somebody that when sent away doesn't come back. Hachi darshid yatsa zezushim shalcha v'enach azeres. This girl's still coming back. She doesn't understand, I won't use the word get it. She doesn't understand that she's divorced. Hachi darshid lo b'yivamaz v'per kheresh enasa hilka chafila b'kabola saviyah enim iskareshes. This is where Rashi speaks out. Underage, even her father can't accept her get. Not like Tysus. She loses her get, she watches another thing. She thinks it's her get. She obviously does not understand get. It's even worse. It doesn't say she watches another star. She washes a box of tissues as her divorce. I mean, she's out of it. Dr. Gemara, you're right. And the answer is, Adarabba. She gets the get, she receives the get, and understands that it's a get, and is careful with it because it's a get. That's the age that a woman can get divorced. Yes?
What's the case of the Seifa?
Is she
in Suwa, or what is it?
It doesn't make a difference.
Father's not a factor here?
He's not a factor because a girl not of age can't be divorced, period. Rashi Shita, that father being around doesn't make a difference.
So what are we talking about then, according to that Rashi? What does he mean getting her get when she can be Shemaris? At what?
He's four.
Okay.
And he gives the father a get. Rashi says she's not divorced.
So what is this? Let's say she is Mishmeres. How old? Maybe I missed something here. When she's a katana, a real katana, the father's not. He can't accept the divorce. So what is happening here? The husband's giving her
again. An 8-year-old katana can accept the divorce. Either she can accept it or her father can accept it. If she's in the sua, she'll accept it.
Right.
There's no reason to have das to accept again. But there's a requirement. The girl has to understand she's divorced. That's not das. It's a much lower bar. Once a girl is old enough to understand I'm divorced, she can get divorced.
So why are we honing on Nahara then? What's the mechlekes is by Nahara?
There's a first part of the Mishnah, there's a second part of the Mishnah. Why are you mixing the two?
That's the thing. What's the case of the second part of the Mishnah?
Any girl that's four cannot get divorced. Nothing to do with Nara.
Okay.
It's a new case. It's two Mishnahs.
Her father cannot. The Rashi says the father cannot accept it.
Correct.
She has Eris and the father's 10-year-old girl who has Eris and her father's out of the picture.
No. Harrison's not. That's the Makhloi. No, Rashi holds only the father can accept a get. According to everybody. If she has Harrison and has a father. If she's a saima, she does it herself. And if she's married, she does it herself. Not a daf issue. It's a parental right issue.
If she's married, she does it herself.
Yes. Nesua. I don't know what you mean by marriage.
Erisin,
she doesn't do it herself. Unless there's no father. It's not a daf issue. It's a parental right issue.
When you say she's married...
I don't know what you mean by marriage. Use Hebrew words. So use Hebrew words. Say Nesua or Erisin.
What's the final part of marriage?
Nesua.
So if she's Nesua, she can...
The father is not a picture anymore. She's the assignment for all practical purposes.
We talk about a force in the door. The father and the
Bible. Oh, and the Arusa.
Years old, she had Nesuin, let's say. He can't be Makarsha.
Correct. Correct. And in fact, at 4 years old,